Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You've got the KER political team here, headed by Dr. Frieda and headed by Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney. And cleanup is Big Al Corlin. Sometimes cleanup wins the series. Having said that, we're going to chat a little bit initially here about the debate. I want to start out by saying that I was very disappointed in Bloomberg. The fact that violent crimes, homicides, etc., the number went down by over 50%. When he was the mayor of New York, was not at all stressed by him as it should have been. Frieda, what do you think about that? You practice in New York. You know the city better than any of us at this moment.
I think it was wonderful. People were having an opportunity to walk the streets without fear. This mayor was there for an extra term. He was so good. And he was really someone who was on top of all the problems that we had before, not with only violence, but even with health issues. He's the one that said we shouldn't have all those sodas. He's the one that spoke about drinking. He's the one that spoke about cigarette abuse. So he was an all-around person that we really liked. Yesterday at the debate, he was someone entirely different, and we spoke about that. He stiffened up. He didn't stand up for his record in the past, and when he was confronted with, you know, stop and frisk, when he was told about the women with the disclosure from Elizabeth Warren and why didn't he open it up, he said nothing.
Yeah.
He didn't defend himself, and here we're looking for people, personalities that are strong, that can stand up to the other rivals.
Jimmy,
so that was our disappointment.
Yeah, Jimmy, how about you, bud?
Yeah, so it was a real grudge match last night. I think all the candidates were really trying to, and Bloomberg was absolutely the guy that was being pummeled more than anything else. His demeanor as he stood there, unable to answer those questions, reflects back to, in my view, his April of 2019, just this last year, his comments that he wouldn't run for president because he would hate to go on an apology tour and he'd hate to have to back up those issues. Well, he stepped into the Democratic primary. In the Democratic primary, the people that vote are the activists. Not everybody votes in the primaries. People just don't care that much. They kind of watch what's happening. The activists do.
Yeah.
And the activists last night just beat the heck out of him.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing for him.
Yeah, well, you know, Frieda, I got to say that I am very disappointed in the guy, but I'm very proud of our country for not letting money necessarily, big money, buy you in a position of power. Comments?
Well, what's the difference if he has a lot of money? That's another thing that bothers me.
Yeah.
Is this, well, the point is, you know, he's a capitalist. Isn't that what we're founded on? And isn't it great? And he's giving his money away anyway. So why is he being targeted instead of celebrating for having done such a great job, coming from a family that didn't have that much, doing it all on his own, was smart enough to do that, give employment to 20,000 people that work for him. So that part I didn't get. They were looking for someone to target, and they were really afraid of it. And, you know, the person who's most threatened is the one that's most targeted. So here he was, and they were all really having a field day with him. The one that was mostly having the field day was Elizabeth Warren, and I will quote what she said. At one time she said, fat broads, horse-faced lesbians. No, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Bloomberg. But, you know, she's really not that likable. She can't be trusted what she says about the economy.
She takes over.
Medicare for all.
No,
that's not even workable. And no. Guess what? She takes over. And you know what she said also that's interesting? That she is someone who is a capitalist. That's what she said. So she does whatever it takes to get the vote. She never tells the truth, you know, half the time. Not never, but lots of the time. So whatever she says, you know, no matter what her polls are, she's going to stumble on something. People are going to call her on that. And Bernie is still ahead.
Yeah, and Bernie's still ahead. Jimmy,
Let me comment on that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Let me comment on that,
yeah.
The first part. So I agree with you, Freddie, completely. He made a lot of money. He worked really hard. He's a very smart guy. He did a great job by many people's standards in New York. But this is where I'm concerned. The political system, a democracy in a republic in which we live, depends on participation of the people. Well, the way they get their information is basically through the press, and that's why we have freedom of the press. When you own the press, a major news outlet, when you have the money to influence people's opinions by manipulating the press, that and you don't have popular support, he's got polling numbers right now because he's buying media. It's not because he's out there impressing people. And the first opportunity that he had to impress people was last night, and he did an absolutely horrible job at it. So that's why I'm concerned about that much money in politics. Not because he earned money, because that is absolutely a good thing. But the fact is, he lost, and the reason why I believe he's having a very big problem is because he lost credibility not standing on his record. People don't trust people that won't stand on their record, and that's his problem. That's what he's doing. He's trying to placate. He was trying to actually apologize for what he's done in the past, which was good.
Well, but in reality, just to interrupt, you know, these debaters have been on, and so they're already well seasoned. And at the second part of this debate, he did do better. So he actually worked against himself. We all know that the money he's making, he's giving away. He's helping other people with it, to climate change and all
right.
kinds of causes. So he is
right
doing
now. He's
something.
Giving it away to consultants to buy an election, and that's
well,
what's disturbing to me.
But to him, that's nothing. It's a drop of water, and he has to face the facts that he has to debate. People don't know him. They don't know how he conducts himself under fire, which is not good. Because when we're dealing with foreign countries, we really need to be on top of the game. So, yes, he's going to have to show himself finally. He's going to have to keep debating. But the fact that he is not seasoned did not do him well, did not do him justice. And hopefully he's going to be stronger and better. Not that we feel that he's the one, because I still feel Trump is the one that beat them all, especially last night. There was such chaos and so many mistakes made. So many people couldn't back up what they were saying. Even Pete Buttigieg said that the best, what did he say? I wrote it down. The best country is Denmark. The happiest country is Denmark. Where did that come from? So he's not representing himself in such a way that's consistent. The only one who has really been consistent is Sanders.
Yeah.
He's clear, focused, what he's saying. But then again, how many people want a socialist? They're afraid of that, losing their freedom, having the government tell them what to do. High taxes. It's not that it's a free ride anyway. You're going to have to pay for it. So all in all, the debate yesterday did not confirm that there was anyone there that was going to exceed Donald Trump.
No, I would agree 1,000% with that for you. We're going to talk more about this, you guys, in the next segment. Going to have to take a real quick commercial break here in about 15 seconds. Let me just interject a little food for thought. I thought if Mayor Bloomberg, well, the one thing that Bloomberg did is he didn't let his facial expressions give him away, as perhaps some of the others did. Part of what he portrayed last night did impress me. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Now you know where Dr. Frieda, Lieutenant Colonel McKinney, and Big Al stand in terms of what happened yesterday in the debates. I think personally that Bloomberg did show signs of potential, but the real crushing blow, you know, last night was not necessarily game, set, match, but it was getting it's getting close to that. And I think that his advisors, I think you're going to see a totally different Michael Bloomberg in the next round. My only concern, you guys, and I'd like you guys to weigh in on this, is he really doesn't, well, I mean, if you're, he doesn't have any federal political experience, national, but he is the mayor of the, was the mayor of the, you know, arguably the largest, busiest city in the world. Any comments on his lack of experience on the federal level, you guys?
Go ahead, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a problem for each of the candidates. You know, Trump had no federal, he had no elected experience.
Zero.
None at all. And of course, you know, management styles and interaction with media and press, very different for a politician than they are for a business person. I think Bloomberg, as experienced with, you know, 12 years in New York, should have given him a little bit more stronger position than he was in last night. I don't think he was ready for it. So we'll see what happens. But I think the federal management issues, the reality, Sanders can think and be elected on a socialist platform. If he is, he still has the other two branches of government to deal with. That's a challenge. It is a challenge, as Trump is seeing right now, working with the Congress and getting things done, working with, you know, through the court system. It's challenging. That's a very difficult thing to do.
Is he doing it, Frieda? Yeah, Frieda, is he doing it?
Well, you know, we're talking about so many levels here. No one on the debate team really was able to follow through on anything. If we're talking about Bloomberg, he had no charisma, and it was really hard to follow through with his agenda. We didn't get his agenda. He didn't give us any reason why we would want to vote for him. We had no information about him. Bernie Sanders also, he can't follow through with the Medicare. We're 25 million in a hole here, is what Pete Buttigieg said to him. He doesn't get it either. So they're not handling the fire. No one had a real good comeback for the other person, and that's what I was really looking for. Being scripted is easy. What are the fallbacks? What is it that they're going to say that is going to give us some food for thought, something different? Nothing different really happened. I mean, we're talking about Elizabeth Warren being very feisty, but who is she? What is
she was quite bitter, actually. She didn't offer a very good presentation as a person, though she was a very strong debater.
Wow.
And so it'll be interesting to see if people appreciate that in their attempts, because the left is looking for someone to beat Trump, so they're looking for a strong character to stand up to him. So that'll be interesting.
And who is that character? Who do you think that character is?
Yeah, it's a good question. Right now, I don't see anybody on the stage that's going to be able to do it. And when you look at the polling, it's very interesting to look at the polling. It's all over the place through the primaries in the big states like Florida and California. You know, Bloomberg's up 5 in Florida. Sanders is up 7 in California. That's, you know, nationally Sanders is up. You know, Biden's falling behind. There's nobody, which is a very problematic position for the Democratic Party as they go into the July their convention. And I've said this actually for months, that there's a high probability of a broker convention in Wisconsin.
And you know what else is really amazing? We were threatened, I was anyway, by Bloomberg. I thought, you know, here he has capitalism, you know, saying that it's not going away. He's conservative delegate. He wants to restore, as he said, honor to our government and build our country that we can be proud of. And he employs women. 70% make, you know, the same income as men. All this, I thought, would be a threat to Donald Trump. But what happened, he is not a threat. Sanders is not a threat. There is Pete Buttigieg, And he is actually, he said, let's put forward someone who is actually Democrat because he feels there's nobody, everyone's changing parties here. There's nobody that you can rely on. Biden was attacked for Obama deporting more people than any other in the administration. So everybody that is up there has something that you step back and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't want to be part of that. There is, I'm looking to see if anyone will step up and give us something, give us a reason to change our mind. Although we know that when Trump so far has nothing to worry about, and Bloomberg, even his plan for tuition payment fell flat. So far the winner is Donald Trump. They're on the attack with each other, but there's not enough information for us to really work with. And did you see at the end that Biden and Bernie were talking about something? I don't know, on stage, privately. I wonder what that was.
maybe talking about how they're going to, who's going to take it, and if Biden will be Bernie's VP, and try to get the conservative wing, or the more moderate wing of the Democratic, I shouldn't say conservative, the moderate wing of the Democratic Party.
That's a good point.
Quite interesting to see how they're going to spin this, because in fact now they're as the South Carolina next week and the actual debate they have, but then the polling right now, will it be a bigger bloodbath? And that's you've got a whole group of people on stage arguing about who's going to spend more of American taxpayers' money? Who's going to change an economy that's actually doing quite well right now? Who's going to undermine foreign policy, which seems to be in a very pretty relatively stable place, backing off of wars? These guys, they got nothing to sell. They've got nothing to sell. And there's nobody stepping out with the ideas because the Democratic Party is split in half between the progressives and that moderate wing.
You know, you guys, we talked about the broker convention, our views on that on the Daily Editorial last Thursday. And let me say this, and that is, I think that right now we don't have any reason to think, as of this moment in time, that there even will be a brokered convention. I think the odds of that are pretty good. And the reason I think that's happening is because everybody wants to be president so bad, Elizabeth Warren, yadda, 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 that they are simply bashing the other people. I think personally the Democrats would be a lot more effective if they showed some strength. Stick around. Well, I'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the Nevada caucus, President Trump held a campaign rally in Las Vegas. He spoke of the problems with the Iowa caucus.
But I hear the same thing could happen tomorrow. I hope it doesn't.
He also mentioned his recent pardons and suggested one might come for his former advisor, Roger Stone.
A man who had a juror who was a radical anti-Trump person. And she didn't say that when she went up there. And she became the foreperson of the jury. And she did terrible things and said terrible things.
He said he was trying to get fairness for him. A federal judge dismissed a racketeering lawsuit brought by Republican Congressman Devin Nunes against the political research firm that enlisted a former British spy to look into the president's ties to Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Dr. Frieda, Big Al, and of course Lieutenant Colonel retired Jim McKinney. We're going to talk about what I know is first and foremost in the news right now, and I think it's going to become of such a magnitude that probably even a lot of the press about all these silly debates and everything, I think are going to may come into second. They will certainly become a major subject of the debates, and that is, of course, the coronavirus. Jim, it's pretty obvious why Frieda is qualified to talk about this. She talks about the psychological aspects, fear, anxiety, etc., associated with these. You were in charge of a similar project, if I'm not mistaken, in the Middle East. Can you tell us about that?
Well, my background as a, both an intelligence officer and as a counterterrorism specialist and a foreign area officer, I was involved. I was trained as for nuclear, biological, and chemical problems, issues. I'm not a scientist, but I had a large number of analysts that worked for me as well as a younger person. I dealt in specific events involving those, what we call NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical issues. And then, of course, in 2004, 2006, I was in Albania at the height of the bird flu pandemic. So my experience as a security assistance officer at the embassy and both responding in that region as well as training through multiple events and having analysts gives me a bit of perspective. And I look at this as a very problematic issue. There is no question about it. And I think Frieda's experience and understanding the fear and how the panic sets in is incredibly important. So, Frieda, you want to go ahead and talk about your issues for a bit?
Let's see. You're much nicer than I am. I take up so much time. You're very generous anyway. I appreciate that. And all of your information and knowledge as well. But, you know, the fears are spreading even to the daughter animals in China. People feel that they have to cover all bases. And we're talking about going out and not buying products that are made in China, having paranoia about that as well. And then in Ukraine, there were clashes, and there was a man that was dying of a heart attack, and people were afraid really to help him and give him CPR for fear that he has the virus. So they're not even patient or sympathetic to people who have the disease. They're throwing rocks at them and the windows. These poor people who could be dying of this are being treated as if they're criminals in some way. Yes, they should be held in quarantine. The scary part, of course, is I saw this morning that there are two people that I'm looking at my notes, the Center of Disease Control, that are showing that 11 of the 13 people on this cruise ship have this disease and have been looked at in a way that they have to be going ahead and quarantined. So they've been proven positive from this cruise ship. And we have to continue to diagnose people who are flying to see if they have a temperature. And then again, these masks aren't really that safe. So, yes, psychologically, we really do have to make choices. Sometimes they're unfounded, but they are safer than not doing something about it.
Jimmy, do me a favor, if you would, and I want to get back to you, Frida, just right after this, and I want to talk about the specific psychological aspects with you, Frida, that, and we do have another segment here where you can continue on with this, but I want to know what people need to be aware of so we don't have a worldwide panic. Jimmy, what do you think is, in light of what's going on right now, relate that, draw a parallel between what happened in the countries where you are involved in similar pandemic issues.
So the biggest thing that, the biggest thing that we need right now is transparency. Unfortunately, in an authoritarian system in China, we don't have transparency. They are taking dramatic actions to isolate literally tens of millions of people in cities. They're doing all types of different methods to decontaminate that are probably, just from a cursory perspective, useless. You do have to isolate people from the virus itself, but we really need to understand the virus and what they've not allowed, what the Chinese have not allowed, is researchers from outside to come in and actually help identify. And that's, of course, critical to identifying a cure. So the efforts right now that are ongoing worldwide to find a cure are by people that have actually left China. So the incubation period is unclear, initially considered somewhere between 7 and 14 days, but we have seen cases that have gone up to as many as 40 days before they showed signs of the disease. We do understand, based on Chinese information, that it's about a less than 3% fatality rate. So that should not be that scary for people, but we really don't know. We don't know what's happening inside China. And of course, understanding the details of how quickly it spreads and being able to plan and have proper quarantine efforts and proper information is essential to reducing that fear and the pandemic scare, as well as the economic impact, which is really, really going to be the big
thing. I want to talk about that in the next segment after we take a break. Frida, Dr. Frida, I want to ask you one thing, and that is, Winston Churchill said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." Jimmy just threw out a statistic that the mortality rate from the coronavirus is only about 3%. Well,
let me just say, according to the Chinese government,
right,
we do not
right,
know.
Right, right. But what I want to know is, I think the biggest causative factor for the potential of a mass hysterical outbreak and a very emotional issue is the fact that people just don't know what the mortality rate is for sure. What do people have to keep in mind to keep their sanity, Dr. Frida?
Well, we have to really isolate the events where we are. You know, if we're looking at South Korea, and the church just recently, it was reported today, actually it's 5:30, the 23 new cases went out in the same church, and there were only 31 members there. So we're talking about the fact that we have to know that we are safe. We cannot isolate ourselves. We have to be careful. If you see signs of someone who has flu-like symptoms, you have to report that person and isolate that person right away. Wash your hands. And sometimes knowing where to go does help. I would not go into a self-contained environment, of course not a cruise, and I would be concerned about flying, not only to China, but to other areas, because sometimes people have it and they don't have the symptoms. So it's not a bad thing to be cautious, but to be paranoid unnecessarily is not good either.
You know, I really appreciate that. I think that is absolutely a critical statement. And what I would like to do, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here, only about 30 seconds. But what I would like to do in the next segment is the concept of not engaging or not allowing panic to slip into your brain, I think, is absolutely critical. And I'd like a comment, Jimmy, from you along the lines of, are the Chinese doing us a favor by kind of keeping a lid on a lot of this? And are the officials, for example, a couple hours south of us, the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, are they doing the right thing with the portable medical facilities down there? I'd like to know from you because you've been in it. Ladies and gentlemen, going to be right back. Stick around.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. We go to Jimmy first. Jimmy, I asked you a couple of questions just before the break, and they were centered around, are some of the people, for example, the Chinese and in the Northwest, the officials of Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, are they doing the right thing in terms of, number one, withholding information, and number two, being very obvious about major information like portable screening facilities set up at the air facilities?
So the Chinese government is doing nobody any favors, and I don't believe that their techniques or tactics right now have been effective in containing the virus. It's pretty clear because, in fact, it's spreading throughout the world right now. Now, how the virus spreads, that's still a question, how much of an impact it has. But I'm going to tell you what bothered me, why I began to really be concerned about this. You know, I'm outside most of the time now of government actions, but when we started building facilities and opening and preparing military bases around the country, then I knew that the analysts at the Armed Forces Military Medical Intelligence Center had probably determined this would be a pretty big problem. So that's why you're seeing a reaction with TSA authorities in movement. That's why you're seeing Homeland Security being prepared and, of course, Department of Defense, because ultimately this could be a very big problem. And the reason why is we don't have enough information to be able to effectively deal with it. And until you have enough information to understand how it spreads, then you really have to take measures that are fairly restrictive in order to protect it at our borders and, of course, as it spreads throughout the community.
Freedom, we have nothing to fear but fear itself at this moment. What do you think about that? Winston Churchill's comment about that.
Well, it makes sense to me. Now, I wish you could tell everybody else about it, if that would help. Because right now, there are violent clashes already with protesters leaving police injured because of their fears about the virus. And there's been bloodshed, a busload of people evacuated because they had the coronavirus, and it hit Uber, and they were afraid that they could pass this deadly infection onto them. So tempers have been flaring in Ukraine as well. Block roads have been, windows have been smashed, and at least two coaches carrying people to a sanitarium to be quarantined were having rocks thrown at them. They were injured, and police officers were injured as well, and they were lying wounded on the ground. So people are fears of being
this
infected.
This is in Ukraine, correct?
Yes,
this
in Ukraine, yes. Right. Yes, in Ukraine. People's fear of being infected has been given sent out a special appeal from President Zelensky for calm. And their bystanders are scared. They're scared, as I said before, to help this person who was having a heart attack, who passed away. So, yes, it hasn't hit us yet in the same way, in the same manner. But we do have to be cognizant of one thing, and that is that when we are in a situation that's making sense, when we are taking care of things in the right manner, then fear gets in the way of making the right decision. It's just is a mindset where group mentality, where one person sees the other react in a violent way, it gives the other people permission to do the same thing, and it's a think tank mentality, and therefore it can be extremely dangerous. So we have to really not follow the group. We have to really think about what the consequences are, where we can go, where we can't go, and what we need to do to protect ourselves and what the symptoms are to look for. When we are buying, making purchases, we have to think about that too. Are these purchases from China? Not to say that it has anything that could be infected, but if you're eating food that has been imported, where is that food coming from? That's another thing to think about. So as I said before, you can evaluate what the situation is, and you can think in a way that there is safety first. But after you do all that stuff, as you say, give it a break and let the fear go out the window, because it doesn't really have any substance to it, and it really won't make a difference in the long run.
I think the important thing here, Jimmy, and I think you would probably agree with this, but I think the important thing here is that fear and anger are two very, very counterproductive emotions. They keep you from thinking clearly. And I think the comment about keep your fear in your pocket or keep it out of your brain, I think is very, very good advice. Did you use that technique when you were in the Middle East working with these issues?
Well, you've got to have common sense and keep your head cool. Absolutely. If you overreact, and of course, if you don't provide accurate information, then people, it increases fear level. So providing good information, keeping transparency in the process, and explaining why you would be containing or quarantining people will help both the people that are being quarantined, but also help alleviate the fears from others. I'm going to give there's some specific things that people should be considering as this goes. Once track the location. If you're in an area and it begins to start to spread, then you need to be a little bit more concerned about how you operate. Keep your hands from your face and your eyes and your nose. Just hand to face contact's not good. Stay away from those groups that Frieda was talking about, if in fact you see the virus in an area. But if not, it's just not worth worrying about, because how much of an impact are you going to have on a virus anyway? So, if people begin to panic and begin to do what happened recently in Ukraine in the last 24 hours, and of course, the way the Chinese government has been, they've been brutal in the way they've been pulling people out. It's much wiser if you're starting to feel sick to self-isolate, tell the hospital that you're coming in if you need help, avoid contact with other people, take personal responsibility. Those are the types of things that make a difference. And then allow authorities to speak, but then, demand transparency, demand openness. And that's what we need to do as a population.
Frieda, I got one for you here to close this thing up. Got about 2 minutes. And what I want to close this up with is an experience that I have had in my journey through life is very simply, you must take responsibility for yourself. I think that's a critical philosophy if this thing really gets out of hand in terms of panics. You want to comment on that?
Well, absolutely. absolutely. First of all, people look to everybody else to know how to react. So you're not only helping yourself, you're helping other people. When you take a leadership effort and looking at what has to be done, looking at the symptoms, and really realizing that if you don't, if your life doesn't go on, then what's the point? It's becoming about the quality of your life. So unless there's a real reason of what is going on around you, if there's something in your church, if there's something in your town, all right, then you don't have your children go to school. Then you don't go out to the supermarket and open yourself up to possibilities. But when you're hearing about something that's far away, it's just a matter of having information and just gathering insight of what it is that needs to be done if it does happen that's close by, what symptoms to look for, how it started to begin with. These are the things that we're giving your listeners, you know, an open mind to what to do to protect themselves. But other than that, we have to really appreciate, if anything, and be grateful for the life we have, free of disease in the most aspect of it, and able to enjoy our freedom as well. And that's what really it's all about. It teaches us a lesson to appreciate where we are today.
You know, I gotta tell you, I want to crow a little bit about this particular discussion and all the others that we have with the KER Politics Gang. We are the only show that I'm aware of that addresses political issues, and this is certainly going to evolve into a political issue, from the mindset standpoint and from the physical body standpoint. You know, and I really hope that everybody appreciates that, because what else do you have to be concerned about? I mean, facts that we get off the internet or whatever are oftentimes jaded. They're oftentimes, the way the news is being reported, it's oftentimes now just really newsatorials, for lack of better terms. I personally like this. Let us know if you guys do. Be back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.